Pay attention. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
We get it almost every night.
All right, it's a free-for-all Friday. How about a first-time caller? Darren from Grand Ledge. Welcome to the conversation. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for taking my call quickly. You know, I understand that Senator McConnell's strategy is that they don't get an extension on the budget, is to put votes up continually over the weekend and have the Democrats publicly have to turn them down. And I actually think that's a good strategy. I think that Democrats are wrong in thinking that the American people are going to blame the Republicans. When you look at polls in the past, and the American people blame Congress in general, both parties, when they can't reach a budget agreement.
Yep.
I wanted your thoughts on that, as well as I just think it's ludicrous for them to extort a deal on DACA in the budget.
Thank you, Darren, for coming in. I think it's concerning that it appears the Democrats are putting the concerns of people in the country illegally, regardless of how they got here. We can debate that, but putting the concerns of people that are not citizens ahead of the citizens of this country, be it the military, be it those that'll be off work, be it anybody that's affected by a shutdown, it's not the Democratic Party I grew up with, I can tell you that, that believed in strong borders and a strong America. It's disconcerting to me, to say the least. My next guest, Dr. Thomas Kranewitter from Save the Swamp, a career guidebook for budding bureaucrats inspired by C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. Dr. Kranewitter incorporates one of the most powerful tools for sculpting a national culture, laughter, and so much more. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much, Steve. Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. So anyone who gets others to laugh attracts the attention, goodwill, and agreement of those who chuckle. Is this true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, look, my background is in the academic world. In fact, I used to teach just down the road from you in Hillsdale College down in southern Michigan.
Nice place.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And I've been researching and studying the problem of the administrative state. And when I say that, I mean this gigantic bureaucratic apparatus of 3 million unelected bureaucrats who regulate our homes, our businesses, the curriculum of our kids in school, virtually every aspect of our life. And I was working on a large treatise of the idea of a regulation and why it is so different from law, why regulations create so many bad incentives, hurt so many businesses.
Sure.
And I thought, you know, nobody's going to read this other than a handful of people who already agree with me. And I was looking for a way to spice it up, make it a little fun, make it a little sexy. And
then
along came the last presidential election. And if anyone in your audience wasn't paying attention, the last presidential election was really weird. It was really unusual.
I hadn't noticed that.
It featured a candidate, Mr. Trump, who focused on this idea of the swamp and draining the swamp. And I sat back and I was watching this, and I was watching people oppose him. And I thought, isn't this curious? If you don't want to drain the swamp, then apparently you want to save the swamp or even expand the swamp. And I got this idea, why not turn the critique of the administrative state into a work of satire? And I will give advice to unelected government bureaucrats how to make the most of their office, how to harass people they don't like, how to shut down businesses. And that's what the book is all about, Save the Swamp.
So Save the Swamp, enhance the swamp creatures. You know, Donald Trump has tried to drain the swamp, but the drain is always clogged, it seems, because there's just so much gook that goes into the swamp. It's hard to get it out. So what is some of your advice about, you know, harassing those you don't like, using government agencies to throttle those you don't agree with?
Yeah, I'll give your readers a little taste of what's in the book. So I have an entire chapter on the art of failure. I say, okay, if you're going to work for government as an unelected bureaucrat, then set aside everything you ever learned about winning and succeeding and meeting goals and objectives. None of that's relevant anymore. You have to learn how to fail and fail spectacularly. You know, if you happen to be in the EPA, come out here to Colorado where I am and turn an entire river yellow for the whole world to see.
Bright
and
yellow.
And then after you fail, after you hurt people, maybe kill people, it doesn't matter, then you can go to Congress and you can demand a bigger budget. More money, more power, more resources, And you say, look, we would have done a better job if only we had more money. That is exactly how the swamp grows decade after decade. And I'm turning that into a funny thing, right? Giving that life instruction to young bureaucrats.
You know, if only we were bigger. If only we could have made all the rivers of the West gold and yellow. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Steve, I've turned this book into a little kind of stand-up routine, almost like a comedy routine. And I'm going around giving presentations. And the dynamic that is being created by this satire is unlike anything I've seen. Another piece of the book, and I incorporate this in my live performance, is I do a chapter on results don't matter. And I say, look, when it comes to government programs and policies, results don't matter. Of course they don't. And I march through a list of them, some local and small, some big, like such as the War on Poverty. I say, look, the War on Poverty was launched in 1965. And since then, we Americans, through government programs, we have spent 25... I want your listeners to get their head around this number.
Oh, I know the number.
It's not $25 million, and it's not $25 billion. It's $25 trillion on programs to the goal of which was to eliminate poverty from the United States.
How'd that work?
And the truth is, well, the problem's gotten worse, right? Poverty has actually crept up, and yet we keep funding all these programs.
All right, real quick, Doc. Real quick, because I got to get this in. Where can they find the book, the name of the book again, real quick?
Save the Swamp, and the best way to get it is go to Amazon.com.
Save the Swamp. We talk about that here on the program, by the way, $25 trillion. How is that great society? Yeah, how is that great society? I'd just love to know. Loved having you, Doctor. I got to run. I'm out of time. A hard break, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Love you for it. It's a Friday. We'll be right back.